Indy 1031.
We got John Frusciante from the Red Hot Chili Peppers sitting in with us right now. John, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
What do you think of this spectacle? It's kind of fun.
It's just a nice night.
Yeah, it's a nice night in Hollywood. Yeah. In a graveyard. So, John, the Ramones. Let's tell some more stories.
As far as Johnny goes, I've never known anybody who had such a clear idea about what he thought was cool and what he thought was good in music and in live performance. And the Ramones were definitely like a result of the, you know, all the years since he, you know, since the 50s when he was first hearing rock and roll music, through the 60s where he was constantly going to shows and constantly evaluating and rating every performer and every band that he saw. This is good. It's good when the guy, you know, has a strap blower, or it's good when this, you know, it's good when they stand close to each other, or when they don't look at each other. You know, he had all these ideas.
Yeah, he wrote the book.
All these ideas he developed from just being a fan of music. And I think, you know, what the Ramones ended up being in terms of live performance, in terms of their statement on music, was like this real specific idea of what was cool and what was good, crossed with you know, total, like, he naturally had a really strong right wrist, so he was naturally able to do fast downstrokes, but they, to me, the real lesson in it is just that they showed that you could do something that was just as good and just as cool as any of the things that had been, you know, that had been considered great before that. Things like Led Zeppelin and stuff, these people were great musicians.
Virtuoso technique.
Yeah. And you could be just as cool as that and just as good as that and have just as good power as a band just by sort of following these guidelines that he developed in his head in terms of, you know, as far as what's cool is the way that he would put it. And he was also very consistent with his beliefs. He didn't want to ever be like contradicting himself or going back on what he felt. He felt really strongly about it. And that also is the reason why the Ramones just kept doing their thing no matter what. He didn't want to like start changing styles or start changing their aesthetic.
Right.
You know, he felt really strongly that was what he had found, and you know.
And I can imagine there were people telling him to, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that. Don't you want to get to this level, to that level? He didn't seem to care.
Well, yeah, there were other bands from their same era who went in more commercial directions, mm-hmm. where the Ramones just kept chugging along doing their thing. But, you know, it was real pleasure for me to be able to, you know, to be friends with somebody who had such a, because to me all those things are subjective, you know. There's not really one thing that's cool or one thing that's good,
right,
or whatever.
You gotta have balls to just say I'm gonna go with this.
And on what, you know, the idea that those things are subjective is something that for me is important. But if Johnny would have felt like that, there never would have been the Ramones. You know, there was things like the Stooges or whatever before that. As far as I'm concerned, they're more the first punk band, but mm-hmm. it wasn't as concise. It wasn't all over the place. Yeah, it was. I just mean in terms of doing exactly like, you know, something specifically in
focus,
in this focused spirit of what punk rock is. The Ramones were much more, you know, like, I don't think there's anything great about not doing guitar solos or something, like you were saying, but
he made that decision.
But the fact that he didn't do them opened it up to where lots of people who couldn't play guitar solos felt comfortable about being in bands where they might have never been comfortable with it before the Ramones.
Very intimidated by the Stairway to Heaven prior to that, and then he said, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened to me as a drummer. I said, anyone can play drums if this guy can, but can you do it with the power and can you do it with the consistency? But it still kind of, it dragged you into there.
Yeah, it's more about just your energy and your spirit inside. And if you feel like you've got something to say, no technical means should prevent you from that.
Right.
And no technical means is going to make you able to do that. It's got to just come from within, and Ramones teach us that.
And 1,000 bands were started, but very few of them have the legacy that the Ramones have, and that's why we're here tonight, and we're honoring Johnny Ramone. It's an honor to talk to you, an actual friend of Johnny Ramone's, John Frusciante. I can't believe you were nervous about what you're doing. What am I going to say? Oh, you just hit a home run here.
Cool.
Now we're going to give an example. This is Rockaway Beach on Indy 1031. We are honoring Johnny Ramone. Indy.